You're listening to The Weekend Hour on News 96.5. Now here's your host, Pat Williams.
Joan Mellon, our guest in that first half hour, talking about her book, The Great Game in Cuba. Donald Palmisano is going to join us. Donald Palmisano has an interesting background. He's a doctor, medical doctor, New Orleans general and vascular surgeon with over 35 years of private practice experience. But he's got a great interest and a great love for leadership. And his new book is out, The Little Red Book of Leadership Lessons. Skyhorse is the publisher. Don, I'm looking forward to our visit. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm really thrilled to be on the show with you, Pat. I've read about you, and I just finished reading one of your books, and the one on the difference you make, and I was fascinated by you. You're a great storyteller.
Oh, well, thank you, Don. It's so good to visit with you as well. Where does your interest in leadership develop from?
Well, as a, I had a wonderful role model. My dad was a very courageous policeman, and he once went to a situation where there was a hostage, multiple hostages, and a man had a gun to the head of one of the hostages. Police had surrounded the home in the New Orleans area, and my dad came, and he went into the home, took his gun off, went in, and took the gun away from the man and saved all the hostages. And I always, that's when I was in med school, and I was always impressed that he really did walk the talk. He was a man who always took care of others, and he was just fearless. And he always tried to help people. And the man put the gun in his face and said, I'm going to kill you now. And Dad put his hand on the man's head and said, you know, you have a fever, and I know the doctors at Charity Hospital, they can help you. And the man said, I have a fever. And with that, Dad reached down and took the gun away from the man. And he had promised to take the man to Charity Hospital. And when the other men came in to handcuff him, he said, put the man in my car. I'm going to take him to Charity Hospital. I made him a promise, and I'm going to deliver on that promise. He said, this man needs help. And he did. And that's the kind of person he was. He always believed in truth and integrity and living up to his word. So as a resident, I saw some great surgeons, and I wondered what the secret to success was with them. And I got different stories from them, but I noted a common thread. They were all well-trained. They were always available for their patients, and they were great technicians in the operating room, and their focus always on what's best for the patient. And so that led me into this quest to interview people about leadership. So we have the World War II Museum, the National World War II Museum in New Orleans, and I would get the opportunity to meet wonderful heroes down there. I met Bud Lamel down there, who knocked out the German 155-millimeter cannons by himself on D-Day. Many of the books have that wrong. He didn't find them, but he did. He destroyed them all silently with thermite grenades. And so interviewing all of these people, I came to a distillation of what I believe is the core of leadership. And when you read a lot of books, they say, well, you know, to be a leader, you need to do this, thus, and so. And often it's what they did, and it's very impressive. But I was trying to distill it to its essence. And so as you'll notice in the book, I always have lessons learned. The first book was on leadership. And the second edition came out in 2011. And this book is the Little Red Book of Leadership Lessons. So if someone wants the stories, they'll get this on leadership. And this one gives quotes. It's full of quotes, entire book of quotes with about 107 images. And the whole goal is to inspire people to become leaders and to seek out leaders in the communities. As I say, you know, leaders are all around us, and we need to recognize them and encourage them and also become leaders ourselves. So I don't believe you're born as a leader. I believe that you can learn leadership, and but you have to do the elements. Courage is the fuel for leadership. There's no leadership without courage. And but you'll see in the lessons learned that the cornerstones of success, the things that my dad taught me when I wanted to quit med school, he said, son, you're smart enough to be a doctor, but you have to remember three things. Do your homework, have courage, and don't give up. You do those three things, and very little in life is impossible. Additional research, I found that that's the formula for success. But leadership involves integrity, decisiveness, communication, and inspiration, to name only a few.
Don,
so what I like especially about your book is that you had these stories that really brought those elements out, and the courage, the story that of the Titanic, for instance, Mr. Strauss of Macy's, that story, very powerful story. And then the priest who moved forward to have them take his life rather than the sergeant when the Nazis at the Auschwitz concentration camp were going to kill 10 people because one person had escaped. And it was just a very powerful story for the Maximilian Kolbe. So I think we are in agreement on the elements, and you have a wonderful way of telling the stories that bring it home.
Don, you opened the book with a chapter called The Antithesis of Leadership. Can you discuss that with us?
Yes. I wanted to start off and explain what leadership is not. Just because somebody has a position, people, when they talk about one of the most evil people the world has ever seen, Hitler, they say, well, he was the leader. He wasn't really a leader. He was an evil man. He did not satisfy the criteria of leadership. When you go to the antithesis of leadership, I use the example of Katrina. Everybody knew what needed to be done to protect the citizens against one of these horrific hurricanes. And we learned the lessons dramatically in 1965. I was a resident at Charity Hospital in the Tulane service at the time, Hurricane Betsy. And 2 years before Katrina, the federal government, the state government, and the local government, they did a mock hurricane called Pam. And you can get all the information and the